Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We might be mourning for the long days of summer, but there is something unique, isn't there, about this time of year when you have the leaves changing colour, the light starting to fade, and there's no better way to experience autumn than by just getting outside and being right in the middle of it. Well, to tell us the best places to do that, I'm joined now by author and journalist Cathy Donaghy, and from our Athlone studio, I'm joined by farmer and writer John Connell, and you're both very welcome to the programme. Cathy, it is a beautiful time of the year. It can be very easy, though, to let it pass us by because people tend to be very busy at this time of the year, with whether it's back to work or back to school and so on. But you're saying we need to make the effort to pause and just to look around.
Yeah, I think that's the real point, Claire, that this time of year, you know, yeah, we're busy and it's very easy sometimes to get to, you know, we're so busy trying to get our steps in that our walk almost becomes another thing on our to-do list. You know, we pull the headphones on and the trainers on and we get out the door and head down and trudge on until we get those steps in. But I think the point is slow down. You know, when you get outdoors, you know, and I'm do this myself, I can, you know, fall victim to this as well, but there is that temptation just to run through it. But a walk is so much more rewarding if we step into it slowly and notice the small changes. And I suppose at this time of year, everything is changing. The season is ripening. You know, the colours are changing. Those beautiful russets and goldens and reds on the trees. And even things like using all our senses. Like if we slow down and we just breathe in the air, you'll notice that autumn has a smell. Now, it's not like that rich, verdant, freshy green smell of summer. It's been replaced with a more kind of pungent, earthy odour as things start to decay. So autumn has its own smell. It's own sounds of the wind. It has its own feel, and I think that you only get to experience that when you actually step into it and slow down and really look at the colours, look at how the leaves are changing. And right now it's beautiful because the trees aren't stripped bare, they're just in full glorious colour asking us to look.
John, do you smell the autumn?
I do. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
I do indeed. I was up with the cattle this morning and I was just remarking on that we've got a bit of a reprieve. The days are dry, the trees are changing colour, as was said, but it is a lovely time. And, you know, I think we have to engage with it because winter can be long in Ireland, as we all know. So I think having a pleasant autumn, if the weather is good, just counts for so much. And on a farm, there's jobs to be done. Rams are put to sheep. The cattle will be getting ready to come inside. You know, there's all sorts of activities. But I think if we can stop and savour, as Patrick Cavanagh said, the ordinary bounty of nature, we're doing pretty good.
Because for a farmer looking, you know, at this time of the year, looking ahead to the winter, you can feel, I would imagine, a little bit down about it all. You know, how long are the cattle going to be in for? How long are we going to have the dark 4 o'clock nighttime starts? But you're saying stop for a minute and enjoy the fact that today is dry.
Oh, look, yes, enjoy the weather when it's good, and it can be a long season. But, you know, I always say to people, there is moments of joy amidst that with all the new life coming into the farm, and it lifts your spirit totally, you know, and it makes the work worthwhile. And I suppose you have to keep a positive mental attitude, Claire.
You do. You certainly do. It's the only way to do it. And listen, you're going to take us, both of you now, on a couple of walks where you think it is a great place to appreciate nature and appreciate autumn. And John, you're taking us to the Royal Canal.
Yeah, I was thinking about trees and, you know, the Royal Canal, it is a beautiful amenity. It goes from Dublin all the way to Longford, and of course I'm in Longford, but it is tree lined with native trees. There's elderberry, there's ash, there's little bits of pine too. It's just a lovely place to walk and see that change, and you're by the water. And you know, if you were feeling, particularly this week when the weather is good, if you had the time, it's a great place to test the legs. I practiced for the Camino on the Royal Canal and I found it to be a great place, and you would always meet people who want to have a chat. So it's not only social, but it's also somewhere to see those turning of the leaves and somewhere where nature is present.
And you can go for a short walk or a long walk. You can do whatever distance you fancy.
Exactly.
And Cathy, Ards Forest in Donegal, that's one of your favourite places to see the changing autumn colours, is it?
Yeah, I love Ards Forest Park, Claire. I mean, it's a 1,200 acre forest park, but it's one of these really magical places where you have sand dunes, beaches, salt marshes, coniferous and deciduous woodlands. And it's just like there's so many habitats there, but the trees at this time of year, it's just a joy to walk in it. I also love another forest park in Ulster. It's Dunaree Forest Park in County Cavan. Compared to Ards, I suppose it's much smaller. You could make it around the circumference of Dunaree. It's only a couple of miles, but it's so beautiful, and it's full of old beech and oak. And you know, autumn, I used to take, when my kids were smaller, we used to take them there to collect the conkers, and you know, it's a lovely thing to do with your children. Mm-hmm. But one thing I think really is a good point to make, and John mentioned finding the joy. I think sometimes we can have this idea that we need to get in our car and we need to have an excursion to get out into nature. Like, it's right there. It's on our doorstep. And it really is about making a daily engagement to get out. Last week, I think it was last Thursday evening, I hadn't got out all day, and I try and get out every day, but I didn't. And I was getting the dog and getting the lead on the dog and trying to get over the shore just as the light was fading. And as I stepped outside, a flock of barnacle geese flew over my head, honking really loudly. And I captured a video of them as they flew away. And I just stood and was mesmerized by, you know, just this scene of what happens when you engage and you step outside, and they come all the way from Greenland or Iceland. So they're going to winter with us.
It's an important message, just to get outside the door, you know, for however long.
I think so. And I suppose, you know, I've heard this year described as a furious year. And I think it's been a year of grief at the world and the sights that we're seeing unfold on our TV screens and our phones. And people can feel the world is in turmoil. And I think sometimes when you step into nature, it's not like it's this everything's better, but I do feel it's like a balm, that you can feel that everything is turning as it should in the world. Nature will return. Things can get better. There is that hope, I suppose, in nature, mm-hmm. That is there for us to reach out to if we make the effort. And it doesn't have to be a big effort. It can be just, you know, going into your local area, going to your beach, or you don't have to make a big trip of it.
Yes.
But just step outside. Notice what's happening in the hedgerows, in the woods, even in the smallest place. Okay. Autumn has arrived, you know.
All right. Well, John, we are going to travel a little bit now for most people. Those who are lucky enough to live in Donegal can get to Slieve League whenever they like. But it is a beautiful place to travel to visit.
Oh, it is. I'm blown away by the last few comments there. They're absolutely beautiful sentiments. And Slieve League, I think, adds to that. It is one of the highest sea cliffs in Europe. It's just on the bottom of Donegal on the coast. You can actually see that part of Donegal if you're in Sligo and you're looking across the bay. But I've been there a number of times. And I suppose the nice thing about the tourist spots in Ireland in autumn is they're a little bit quieter. So you can go there and kind of have the place to yourself. I was there with an actor friend on my last visit there, and he had come from Australia, and he just marvelled at how amazing it was, how big they were, because they are very big and majestic. And but secondly, that there was very few people there. So it's kind of, if you hit it on the right day, there's free parking. If you hit it on the right day, you kind of could have Slieve League to yourself. And it is a wonderful, wonderful place. And Donegal is just a beautiful county. So, I mean, it's a schlep from Dublin, yes, but it is worth it to get to Donegal and see the hills and valleys and maybe have a bit of seafood afterwards in Killybegs.
And I hear you're off to New York. You won't get much autumn nature there, will you?
No, well, yes, I'm off to New York tomorrow. We're launching 12 Sheep in America, my book. And well, I'm actually looking forward to, I'm arranging to go for a run in Central Park. And I'm told that the leaves are just absolutely beautiful there at the moment. I mean, it's amazing that they built Central Park in one of the biggest cities in the world. So anytime I've been there, it was kind of in summer. So I'm just dead curious to see what it'll be like in autumn and a bit of crispness, and maybe get a run in and test the legs.
Sounds wonderful. And Cathy, you have a good tip as well. Go back to the beach. It may not be summer anymore, but the crowds are gone, and the beach can be a great place in the autumn or the winter.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the beach, Claire. And I live in North Donegal. I live in Inishowen, so there's not too far to travel to hit the beach. But I suppose it in the summertime, I suppose this is true of everywhere along the Atlantic Way, it can get a wee bit busier. And I know our own Blue Flag beaches here in Inishowen have been really quite busy in the summer. So what I love, I suppose, is the sense of openness, of isolation, of solitude that you can have on the beach. And the wind is whipping up now, and those big breakers on the Atlantic are looking incredible. And if you are head out on the beach, pull the coat and the scarf around you and just head across Culdaff Strand, I tell you, there's no better place in the world.
All right, you're selling it very well. Thank you both, Cathy Donaghy and John Colin. Good to talk to you. And we'll all try and get out for a walk today to witness those lovely autumn scenes.